Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're talking to people in your area about local issues. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you think yourself as a male or a female?
Male.
Okay, thank you, sir. And is your year of your birth 1962, or is it different?
1962, for what happened?
We're just trying to, just for a statistical purpose, I appreciate your patience on the line and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. So that's yes, Cuban, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Spanish origin?
Dominican.
Dominican. Thank you, sir. And, sir, is your race white, Caucasian, Black African-American, Asian-American, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, correct?
Yeah, Latino.
Latino. Thank you, sir. Hey, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school diploma, high school graduate with a diploma or equivalent, some college but not a degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or master's degree?
Yeah, the in my country, this grade 8.
Okay, so do you went to the, in your country, in Dominican Republic, do you went to college after high school or not?
Yes.
You did? Okay, thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, sir, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, and 5 means it just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, what number?
Power is maybe the 50 or 75.
For 0 to 10, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues you care about?
Oh, he said my power.
Yeah. How much power do you feel that your vote has?
Oh, 190.
No, but from 0 to 10, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that you care about? 0 means that you don't feel that your vote has power at all. A 5 means you have some power, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. How should I record your answer from 0 to 10?
Maybe the 75%.
7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, thinking about that direction in which the country is headed, and generally speaking, sir, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? How do you feel?
This is good country.
Yeah, from the country, the American, you know, where you're at right now. Do you feel that with the way the country is headed in, are you very satisfied with the way things are? Somewhat satisfied? Somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied? How do you feel?
Repeat, please.
No problem. And remember, there is no right or wrong answers, okay? It's your opinion that matters. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? How do you feel?
Yeah, very
satisfied?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, can you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on issues on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you had no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please indicate that so we can move right along, okay? How do you feel?
No opinion.
Okay, how do you feel about Senator Bo Casey Jr. From 0 to 10?
0 to 10?
Yes.
What?
Yes, sir?
Yes, that's good.
Okay, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means that you feel neutral. And 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards Senator Bo Casey Jr. What number should I record from 0 to 10?
0 to 10, 7-2.
7, okay. And mm-hmm. How about Donald Trump from 0 to 10? How do you feel about him?
Donald Trump, maybe 4.
4, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And how about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 10? What number?
Junior Kennedy?
Yes, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 10.
This 9.
9, okay. And mm-hmm. how about Kamala Harris, the vice president, from 0 to 10? How do you feel?
It's 8.
8, okay. And mm-hmm. how about Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
Joe Biden, I like the maybe 10.
10, okay. And how mm-hmm. about the Republican Party in general? How do you feel about them from 0 to 10?
Put a 5.
5, okay. And how about the Democratic Party in general? How do you feel about them?
That's an 8.
8? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your patience on the line and very kind of you for helping me. Sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for president were held today? From whom would you vote? The Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party? Undecided? Will you vote for the other political office but not president? Or will you not vote in all the upcoming elections? What's your opinion?
This is the democracy is in the bed.
Okay, so Joe Biden, should I record that as your answer?
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Democratic
candidate.
The Democratic candidate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The first statement, it says, voting and the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make change on the issues that are important to me or to my everyday life. Or second statement, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most. And voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Now, which statement comes closer to your own opinion? The first one, A, or the second one, B?
The president.
The first one? Much more closer or somewhat closer?
This is
much more closer to your opinion or somewhat more closer to your opinion?
Much more closer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Here's the first one. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. That's number one. Number two. our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could work in the future. Now, the last one. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Now, which one statement, the first one, the second one, or the third one, comes closer to your opinion?
The
last one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Do you feel positive or negative about the future of the country? How do you feel?
The American country?
Yes, the American country. Do you feel positive or you feel negative about the future of the USA?
The USA.
Yeah. Positive or negative? How do you feel about the future?
I'm sorry, repeat.
Of course. In general, do you feel positive or negative about the future of the country? What's your opinion? How do you feel?
I don't know the opinion right here.
Okay, no problem. But do you feel like when you look at the what's happening right now in the USA and the country right now, do you feel positive about the future or do you feel negative about the future? How do you feel?
Negative.
Negative, okay. And how about, how do you feel the future of the planet? When you look at everything that is going on, do you feel positive about the future of the planet or negative?
Negative.
Negative, okay. How about your own future? When you look at your future, you know, do you think it's going to be positive or negative? How do you feel?
I repeat again.
No problem. When you look at your own life and when you think about your own future, you know, with everything that is going on, do you look at your own future positive or does it look negative? How do you feel about the future yourself?
Yeah, positive
or negative? Positive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's great. Now, from your most recent voting experience and the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you? Or has been about the same? How do you feel? Do you think it got easier, harder, or about the same?
Easier.
Easier, okay.
Yeah,
somewhat easier or much easier for you to vote?
Somewhat,
okay. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, can you please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? You may select up to two answers. Okay, because of the elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or because I don't know enough about the candidates, or I don't like any of the candidates, or racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, or I don't have the time to vote, or because voting doesn't change things that matters to me, or it is too difficult for me to vote.
This is maybe difficult.
Difficult, okay. Yeah. Another one? You don't know enough about the candidates, or you don't like any of the candidates, or the racist politicians make it harder for you and people like you to vote?
Yeah, the Kennedy, this is the history on the in United States, maybe coming same story.
Oh, understood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how should I record your answers? I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't like any of the candidates. Or racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't have time to vote. Or because voting doesn't change things that matters to me. Can you pick another one? What other reason?
The reason.
Yes. Racist politicians, don't like any of the candidates, don't know enough. Or because elections are rigged, how should I record?
I don't know about Rodriguez now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can move right along. Okay. And now moving forward. So who's trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Can you please select all that apply? You think that the Republicans are making it harder for you to vote in the upcoming elections? Or the racist politicians? Or all politicians? The Democrats or none of the above?
My whole family is Democrats.
Democrats, okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But who do you think it makes it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? The Republicans, the racist politicians, all politicians, the Democrats, or none of the above? Who do you think is making it harder for you to vote in the upcoming elections? The Republicans, the politicians, the racist politicians?
This is American is American, no.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Should I record your answers as none of the above so we can move right along? Would that be okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, because you say you are a Democrat, then, you know, obviously it doesn't is not hard for you. But, sir, moving right along, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, can you please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country? From 0 to 10. A 10 means that you believe that the threat is near, certain to happen. A 5 means you're not sure. And 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. Okay, here's the first one. Increasing political violence and response to American elections. From 0 to 10. What number?
The 0, I think?
Yes.
I don't know, the Biden is easy. This is maybe 9.
9, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns? Do you think that threat will certainly not happen? You're not sure? You think the threat is near certainly to happen? From 0 to 10, how should I record your answer?
7.
A 7, okay. And how about arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in the long lines to vote? Do you think that will certainly not happen? You're not sure that will happen? Or you think the threat is near certainly to happen? From 0 to 10, what number?
5.
Okay. And it's creating a civilian state to moderate citizens in everyday life. From 0 to 10, what number?
This is 9.
9, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how about giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech? From 0 to 10. 10 means the threat will certainly not happen. A 5 means that you're not sure that it will happen. And a 10 means that the threat is near certainly to happen. What number from 0 to 10?
This is number maybe the half and half. Five?
Is that correct? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. From 0 to 10, what number?
6.
6, okay. And how about preventing the president from being prosecuted for things that they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even as those things were illegal? From 0 to 10, what number?
And this is 8.
8, okay. How about restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. For 0 to 10, one number.
He said the protest?
Yeah, including protesters. You know, let me read it again, okay? Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. Do you think that threat will certainly not happen? You're not sure it's going to happen? Or you think the threat is near certainly to happen? From 0 to 10, what number?
8.
8, okay. How about having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote? What number from 0 to 10?
9. Now, for me, it's easy, not too much of trouble and fire.
That's great. That's great, sir. Mm-hmm. So how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? You think it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or no problem at all for you?
No problem.
Okay. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yeah, this is the immigration is coming too much right now for.
Okay. Do you receive any racist comments yourself personally or someone that you know, or you didn't experience that?
The experience?
The racist comments or behavior. When people are racist to you, do you experience that personally yourself? Or someone know or not experience that? No? Okay.
No experience.
Okay, great. Now, sir, I have a list of statements about values that some people might have. On the scale from 0 to 10, can you please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement? A 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. A 5 means you neither agree or disagree. A 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10, okay? Here's the first one. Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country. Now, from 0 to 10, a 0 means you strongly agree with that. A 5 means neither agree or disagree. A 10 means you strongly agree with that. What number from 0 to 10?
This is
six, okay. How about whether our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families. Do you agree strongly with that? Neither agree or disagree, or strongly disagree? From 0 to 10, what number?
9,
okay. Now, well, we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all. From 0 to 10, one number.
7?
Okay. How about most of us want the freedom to live good life and the power to make decisions about our families? Do you strongly disagree with that? Neither agree or disagree, or strongly agree with that statement? From 0 to 10, one number.
10.
10. Okay, thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate your patience. Now, sir, here's a list of actions that people might take to participate on civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Talking to friends and family about politics, signing petitions, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, marching in protests, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, or donating to political campaigns or organizations, voting in the state or local elections such as for the governor or mayor, voting in federal elections such as for president or the U.S. Congress, or boycotting a company, or volunteering for a local organization in my community, or none of the above. Which action do you might take to participate in civic engagement do you think is more effective? Can you pick one or two?
Two.
Okay. Do you talk to friends and family about politics? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you sign petitions? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you call in, write an email on the local politicians? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you march in protest? Do you go on protest?
No protest.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means that you feel that your vote has a lot of power. A 5 means some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all. What number from 0 to 10?
The power is 7.
7, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would you vote for other political office, not president, or will not vote in all the upcoming elections? If the election for president were held today, would you vote? Who would you vote for?
Democrat.
Joe Biden? Okay.
Yes, Joe Biden.
And which of the following are you more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy? What worries you the most? Joe Biden's age and mental health and physical health, or Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to the democracy? Which one?
Yeah, democracy.
The first one? Or the second one? Okay,
no, the first.
Now, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? If you have to make a decision. Kamala Harris? Okay.
Yeah,
now, if politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? What do you consider yourself?
Democrat.
A Democrat? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Repeat?
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
It's easy. It's more easy for I like Democrat.
Okay. So you feel like you are a strong Democrat? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you. And sir, are you or have you ever been a member of a union? Yes or no?
What is it?
Have you ever been a member of a union? You know, when you go to work, they have a union jobs. Are you ever being a member of the union? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Yourself or one of your family members?
From family.
Okay. But you are right now a former member of the union, or you were a union member before?
Yes.
A current?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or a friend or something else?
You rent.
You rent. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Yeah, United States.
You were born in the United States? You were not born in the Dominican Republic?
No.
Okay, in the United States. And were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Whole thing lived in United States.
In the United States, okay. And from who did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or you were not able to vote? Do you remember who you vote for the 2020? For Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else? Or you were not eligible, or you did not vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Yes. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Are you working full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed or not working? Or are you retired? Or are you permanently disabled? Or a homemaker or stay-home parent or a student?
Yeah. No, I work for Angel Main right now.
Nice. Do you work full time or part time? Or you're not working anymore?
No. I'm working for myself.
Okay, I understand. But you work 40 hours or you work less than that?
40 hours.
40 hours, okay, that's full time. Mm-hmm. Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Did you make less than $24,000 last year? Did you make $25,000 to $34,000? Did you get $35,000 to $44,000? $45,000 to $54,000? $55,000 to $64,000? You stop me when I get to the right racket, okay? $65,000 to $74,000? Did you make last year $75,000 to $84,000? Or $85,000 to $99,000? More than $100,000? How much did you make last year? $24,000,
$34,000, $44,000?
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Sir, thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Very kind of you, okay? And
okay.
Say, what year you say you were born?
1962.
1962. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.